Western has everything, including the brand new Lazy Bowl reclining toilet. It's plush when you flush.
Fly, toilet, fly!
I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart.
Talking bathrooms, it's potty talk hour at Rosie on the House. Kurt Kittleson, founder of Rebath, is here sharing with us. How many bathrooms do y'all do a year? I mean, when I was looking for somebody to come in and talk bathrooms, I didn't know anybody to do more bathrooms than y'all.
Over 750.
750 bathrooms a year. Joining also with us is Lori Lund, president of Rebath. You know, something Rebath wouldn't have done so well back in the 1800s. In 1835, the Common Council of Philadelphia banned bathing. 10 years later, in 1845, Boston forbade bathing except on specific medical advice. In Tucson, in 1865, there were 200 people. By 1871, it had grown to 3,000 people. Tucson, Arizona, 1871, 3,000 people. They had a newspaper, they had a brewery, they had two doctors, several saloons, and in the whole town, they had one bathtub.
Oh. How did they ever have children back then?
Who coined
Don't
the phrase
think about
good
it
old
hard.
Day? Yeah.
Who coined good old day?
I'm surprised the population grew, because I don't know how you'd have children with that.
I don't know how. I would like to know more about how they kept clean. Are you familiar with the author Bill Bryson? Have you ever read any of his stuff?
No.
He talks about the history of each room of the house, and it's absolutely fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And the bathroom is one that has become really a spot of luxury anymore, whereas people actually were afraid of the bathroom for many years, actually for centuries. And it was because of the problem, like at Ephesus that you were talking about earlier. We had such a hard time keeping the waste and the clean water supply separate from each other. Many people, and in third world countries today, water is a source of a lot of diseases.
Well, even here now, Rosie, the bathroom is still the most feared room in the house, because it's where you slip and fall. You're not likely to slip and fall in the kitchen.
Right.
And you're certainly not slip and fall on your carpet.
Yeah.
But the bathroom is still the most feared room in the house, especially as we get older.
As well it should be.
It should, yes.
All right, so we were talking about new innovations in bathrooms, bathtubs, toilets. Some of the trends I'm seeing, both nationally, tell me what y'all are seeing locally. We're seeing a big, big trend in universal design. We're seeing a big trend open shelving, floating vanities, wall-hung toilets, undermount sinks, freestanding tubs. We're seeing a lot of people request entertainment functions, stereos, TVs.
Is universal design like spaceship universe?
What are y'all seeing in universal design?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Aging in place.
Oh, aging in place. Okay.
Oh, something for all ages. Gotcha. Yeah.
Well, first of all, aging in place is a huge, because I'm a baby boomer, you're a baby boomer. We're the largest segment of the population, and we're all getting older. Like, I just got a new hip, and I sure am glad I have a seat in my shower. Because when I first got the surgery, standing in a shower was difficult to do and bathe. So, low barrier shower pans, replace tubs with low barrier shower pans. So it might be a 1 inch, 2 inch, or even put a little lip on there so you can get a wheelchair if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
Grab bars, seats, wands for showers so you have a portable way to wash your hair while you're sitting down. All the things that you can do, non-slip bottoms, all the things you can do to make a bathroom safer as we get older. You know, it's very difficult, even for me with this hip right now, to step over a bathtub and get into to take a shower. I couldn't do it and be safe. So there's lots of those. And as we talked about earlier, the toilets have gotten higher to help people get it on and off the toilet as they get older. So aging in place is a huge business, and it's a big business for us. And then there's the walk-in tubs that are part of that. And there's a walk-in tub is a tub that you go in, close the door, then fill it up. There's a bench in there. You sit in that bathtub.
I have a question about those walk-in, sit-down tubs. Lori, have you ever used one?
I've actually never been in one with it filled with water.
How fast do they drain? Seems like you kind of get cold sitting there waiting for it to drain to open the door again. Is that a doubt?
Yeah, most of them can drain within about 2 minutes now. They've come a long way with the technology to make that happen quickly so that somebody isn't sitting in their bathroom freezing before they can open the door and get out.
Okay.
Well, there's also, you can design it differently now where you can force the water down. So you can probably drain one in about 30 seconds.
Oh,
if you want to pay the money to have that done.
Now, I'll bet you, like I was saying earlier, y'all probably wouldn't have done very well in the 1850s, but I bet you're really glad for all the garden tile sunken tubs I put in the 70s, aren't you?
Every time we see one, it's no longer a garden tub.
No, it's no.
They're about the most dangerous thing ever invented.
I know. They
and
are.
They're,
and cold.
Cold.
And uncomfortable.
And mold. And they're just awful. They're just awful.
And leaky.
And leaky, oh yeah.
But that's all we did in the 70s. If I put in one, I put in 1,000.
Oh, sure.
All yeah, through Scottsdale and Arcadia and Paradise Valley.
We see them everywhere, and it's always the same story. You know, let's fix it. Let's make it level.
Yeah.
And so we do a lot of that.
A lot of garden tub conversions.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And that's invariably getting rid of the step down.
Yeah, we typically will fill in that hole and put a regular shower in there so it's floor height.
And how about how popular are tubs in general? I'm asked all the time just to, you know, if there's one tub in the house, that's enough. Everybody else is ripping the tubs out and going walk-in showers, aren't they, Lori?
The showers are becoming more and more popular of taking out in that master bath where you have your bathtub and shower side by side. People just don't use those tubs anymore, so they want to take it out and replace it with a nice big walk-in shower. Sometimes, you know, we can do some really neat glass and even a drying off area. Seeing a lot of that. But contrary to that, there's also people that were doing a fair share of big, large soaker tubs. And they don't have to be the old-fashioned clawfoot anymore. There's some very sleek designs, but that's seen quite a bit of that.
They say the first bathtub America saw was actually imported from France by Benjamin Franklin. And it was shaped like a shoe. It was a sit-up style. But you had to heat the water and pour it in there. And I think that's probably part of the reasons a lot of people didn't like baths. Unless you could be the first one in.
Well,
you're constantly reusing somebody else's bathwater. Marshall Trimble tells a story about on Saturday nights when he was growing up in Ash Fork. That, you know, it was mom first, then dad, then the kids. And some of those cold, windy, you know, blizzardy nights on Ash Fork. He said, by the time I got in, not only was the water cold, but it was brown.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me. I'm glad that I got to miss that. I really am. I mean, I like you, Rosie, but I wouldn't want to come in and take a bath after you've taken one. I'm sorry.
We're also talking kitchens as well. Some of the trends I'm seeing nationally in kitchens is seems like grays and whites are like the off-white cabinets are in, Lori. What are y'all seeing?
Absolutely. It's lighter colored cabinets. A lot of painted cabinets are very popular. Anything that really creates a sense of spaciousness and bright is big. And you see gray everywhere you go out here right now.
And we've been putting in little workstations in kitchens a lot now. Boy, it seems like those are getting more and more dynamic, too. They're almost, you're making room for you and one other person. So it's the mom or the dad and somebody working on homework. And you got the twin laptops up and the charging stations and all the internet access, if you're not Wi-Fi, is all right there. We're seeing a lot of that.
Right. With the millennials and all of that, it's really a lot about function and how to make your home function well for your fast lifestyle.
So we're talking kitchens, we're talking baths, and we're talking with the experts of Rebath. And again, as folks would like to get a hold of y'all, how would they do that?
480-998-8900.
Y'all take cash?
Yes.
Okay.
What kind of question is that?
It's a text question.
Oh.
They want to pay in cash in full and want to know how much to save for it. Obviously, that would take an on-site inspection. You can't just throw random numbers out. Right.
But we like cash. We're like everybody else. We have to pay a service charge to every credit card that we take. So, and cash or checks the same as cash to us. So.
Okay. So there you go for that texter. And another one wanted to know about cost range of putting in a walk-in tub. I know that's hard, but a standard size tub, rip out, put in a new walk-in?
You know what? Years ago, Romy, we...
When you had one option, that was easy.
Well, but years ago, we would try and give people ideas of what something would cost. And what would happen is we'd get out there, and what they described to us, they did their best. They weren't trying to be deceitful, but the work environment wasn't the same. What they were asking to do was going to take more work. So we'd give them a ballpark number. We'd get out there, and if it was more, they were upset with us.
Like you were trying to lowball them to run up the bill once you got
what we decided, and at great expense to us, but what we did years ago was, if you have a question about your bathroom or your kitchen, we will send out a designer absolutely free of charge. There's no charge to you whatsoever. And they can come and see exactly the work environment that we're going to be in. It's just not a matter of pricing a walk-in tub. Can we get it through your bathroom door? If your door is too small, we can't. We have to see those things. And if you have to take out a door and widen it, it's expensive to do. So we send out some free of charge, and we will give you an estimate if you want one, or an absolute quote to the penny. So it costs you nothing to have us out, and then we don't have upset customers. That's what we do. We just don't give estimates. We just don't.
Okay. Excellent strategy. Romy, why don't we bring in Bill on the phone, calling in. Would like to talk to Kurt and Lori from Rebath. Good morning, Bill.
Hello.
You're in the middle of a little project yourself. How can we help you?
Well, yeah, I try to do something around the house now and listen to you.
Okay.
Yeah, the single hot and cold from the shower. I was hoping it would say the manufacturer, and it doesn't really. And I've got everything off. I'm looking at everything. I'm putting some TC just to get the corrosion off. But I'm kind of skeptical what to do next.
Okay.
I went to the shutoff, and the shutoff doesn't work. So I'm going to have to shut it off at the street, at the
house. Street. Yeah, at the main.
My idea is not to let the pressure out after I turn it off, to have whatever needs to come out, have a little pressure to come out. I'm just wondering if that thing can viable or not.
And what we're trying to take apart the mixing valve in the shower. Did I hear you right?
It leaks through the downspout, and I'm catching it, you know, the drips in the bucket so I can take it out and water some plants. But it's not going to get better.
Okay, and it sounds like he's taking the phone into the bathroom. That's why we're getting the echo. He's actually looking at the valve right there. And he's,
how full's the bucket?
How full's the bucket? If he's gone to that extent of taking it apart, I wouldn't even recommend he rebuild that thing. He's got it all apart. Just put in the
How old is the home?
I think the house is 91.
I would guess that's the original valve that you have in there.
Right. I can see that. Well, I've got some of that de-liming stuff on because the clip is kind of encased in.
Okay. Hang tight. We ran over a little break there. We'll be right back. We'll finish talking to
Bill
and get his shower all put back together.